Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, anybody, you know, I said it, I was like, anybody hide a kid from, you know, like your partner? Like, you have a kid, but you've never disclosed it to your partner. So this woman is upset because the boyfriend didn't disclose to her that he had a kid. And we had talked about this earlier that, you know, single mom, does she have to divulge that information on the first date? Me and Jared said no. And then Jared, you know, whatever, you flip-floppied. And
well, I thought about it.
Yeah, I know, but that was so stupid. You were on my team, and then you just bailed on me. I said the single mom doesn't have to disclose that information because of a great man.
But then
wise
Jared
words.
Thought about it, and he was like, that doesn't make sense.
But
if
there's a country song. A country song, right? She shouldn't have to disclose that information.
No. What if it doesn't go to a second date? Then why
not
do you
on
say
the first date?
Yeah.
But, you know, this woman is upset because her boyfriend has a kid, and then she just found out about it. So she's like, what do I do? Did I leave him?
Yeah.
Anybody... And we had a guy call, and he's been hiding a kid from his wife for 15 years.
Yeah.
That was impressive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, we did not follow up with that guy in any way.
Then we had Package Deal Patty. Mm-hmm. Package Deal Patty
Package
called in.
Was her name Patty?
I don't know.
Okay, I didn't think it was.
Well, Package Deal Patty called in saying that she lets the guy know immediately on the first date that she's got a couple kids and brings the kids on the date.
No, she didn't.
On the first date,
she did
they're
not
there.
Say that.
Here's the package.
That's
this
just
is the
you
deal.
Saying something to try to make Package Patty feel and look ridiculous.
No, she brought her kids.
Yeah.
They say it, Package. I'm the deal. Package deal. Now deal with it.
Yeah.
So anybody hiding a kid? 1-855-FU-BILLY. Did your chick hide the grandkids?
No.
No, she let you know?
Yeah. I mean, I was already dating her.
She's never hid anything from him.
Okay. No, I was already dating her when she had a grandkid.
Oh, man. Did you get her any granny gifts or anything?
No.
No, nothing?
No, we're
I mean, that's a big deal, her becoming a grandma.
No kidding.
That wasn't a big deal for her to become a grandma.
It wasn't?
No.
Okay. Wow. That was really rude of you.
That was super rude.
You should have said she's very proud.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's very proud.
Okay.
Flip-flop.
About a year ago, I found out I have a stepbrother the same age as me that lives in Dallas. My my stepfather hid that from my mom for 16 years.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's badass.
Yeah.
I feel like your mom deserved it, though.
Probably. Yeah, I would think.
Right? I mean, she had that one coming.
She did.
Yep.
Damn. Well, that's awesome.
Yeah, he probably got no gifts either from her.
Probably not.
No. Yeah, I mean, my mom hid the fact for me that she had another kid for 17, 18 years.
Wow.
Or something like that. Yeah. But, I mean, I wasn't married to my mom.
That is true.
We were kind of in a marriage. It was weird. I was her husband at times, you know?
Yeah, when
just without the sex.
Well, when she was without a dude, you were
Yeah, which wasn't often, but it was sometimes.
And you took care of her.
Yeah.
I'm daddy.
I did, you know, I would sleep in bed with her sometimes when she was sick, which really, now looking back on it, was when she was just coming down from drugs.
Yeah.
Her withdrawal symptoms.
Mama was sick a lot.
Yes. She was sick off that
pipe.
Give
me a wet towel.
I'll never forget hearing that ugly ass sound. I have to turn off my Super Nintendo. I'm like, son of a bitch.
What's up, Monica? Somebody hide a kid or you hide
hey,
a kid?
Billy.
What's happening?
My father-in-law, when he passed away, we found out he had a kid in the 60s that nobody knew about except his sister. So when he passed away, his sister told the whole family and actually told him by bringing the guy to his funeral.
Oh, well, I mean, it was his kid. Why should he miss the funeral?
Damn.
Exactly. I guess he was there to collect something.
Yeah.
But he didn't get anything.
He got nothing.
Hey, I'm here for the will. I don't think anybody goes there expecting to collect anything.
Oh, yes, they do.
Not a regular person. No, they don't.
People do.
Yeah, maybe I've like a billionaire.
I've had several family members die. People will go for $2,000, they'll show up just waiting with their hand out.
Hey, when do we get the money?
Yo, now that his funeral's over, and here, where's your money?
Let's
where's
your
pot of gold?
Checks.
What's up, Mark? Did you hide a kid?
What's going on, man?
What's happening?
First off,
We need Nard back, bro.
Yeah. Well, that ain't happening. Not now.
All right. So my story is, well, I'm married for already 13 years, and my recent wife don't even know I have two kids, bro.
So you've been married how long?
For 13 years.
13 years. And who's hiding the kids?
I'm hiding two kids. I have a 15 and a 12-year-old girl.
Oh, my gosh. And your wife has no idea?
She has no idea. I get top four letters. I grab them from the damn mailbox so fast, just throw them.
So, oh, you could.
My kids everything.
I mean, do you pay child support?
Yeah, I pay child support, man.
But how does she not know that you, when you guys file taxes and everything, how does she not know?
Okay, so what's been helping me out was I was on the run for 15 years.
Okay.
So I was working construction, you know, 1099 cash money.
Right. Okay, so.
So, I mean, that's.
Okay, what were you on the run from? Who was chasing you?
Oh. Police, man.
Police? You were on the run for 15 years. Were you running from the kids or were you running from, like something that you did?
Just some dope charges. But my kids, I always see them. I see them on the weekends.
And your wife of 13 years has no idea?
Yeah. Well, the only reason is because my ex-baby mama.
Man, I wanted to get some more information, right?
Yeah, of course.
But he's a cussy-cuss guy.
Mm-hmm.
Just cussing away. Hey, thank you. Man, that's incredible, Mark. Appreciate the call. Anybody, you know, because this woman, she's mad because the boyfriend didn't disclose that he had a child. So she's very upset. Very mad.
Right.
Now she might dump him. Now, Stephanie, welcome to the program. Just don't cuss, okay? So are you...
Hey!
Who's hiding a kid? Did you find out your man's hiding a kid? I don't know how a woman would hide a kid. Well, I guess you can. If you got pregnant, you just didn't tell him.
Yeah, I hid a kid from my husband in plain sight, basically. That counts.
What do you mean in plain sight? Would you dress it up? Yeah, it's a lamp, but when you're not here, it's a kid.
No, we kind of had a rough patch for a little while, and we kind of, you know, I started seeing somebody else. But we were still married, you know, we still were sexually active, but I ended up getting pregnant by the man that I had an affair with.
Okay.
And I just...
Oh, damn. So you're hiding this baby in plain view. I get you, in plain sight. So that your man obviously thinks that's his kid. Am I correct on that?
Yes.
Okay,
yep.
But how do you know it's not his? Because you said you were active with him.
Yes. Well, I did get a DNA test because I still, you know, the guy that I had the affair with, we still keep in touch. So I had a DNA test and it came back as his baby.
Oh, so it's the other guy's baby. Now, damn, how are you going to bamboozle your man? I mean, he just thinks it's his. He's never questioned it.
Yep. Never questioned it. We, you know, we work things out. Everything's going great. We have a little boy. He loves him. It's brought us closer together. I mean, everything's amazing. So I don't have the heart and I don't see the need to ever bring it up.
All right. So you're going to keep this baby in hiding, but in plain sight.
Wow.
Because your marriage is good now?
Yeah, everything's been great. Perfect. We're happy. The kids, why would I break everyone's heart and ruin, you know, potentially multiple lives when everything's fine?
Okay. And what about the real dad? Does he see the kid? Does he know about it?
He doesn't see him. He does, yeah. He doesn't see him. He's married too, happily. You know, he's doing better with his wife and family. So we both have agreed that, you know, we keep in touch. I send him photos and stuff. Like, he likes to be knowing, you know, what's going on and knowing that we're all happy. But he doesn't necessarily want to destroy lives either and break up his family. So we're all kind of on the same page.
Okay, so he doesn't want to lose his family. That's why he's not worried about it. And does he help you out financially on the side or no?
No. he doesn't want anything. I think that's why he's kind of like okay with it, because he doesn't want more financial burdens because he already has some kids and stuff.
Gotcha. Okay, so then your husband, who is not the father of this child but thinks he's the father of this child, pays for everything. And so this is a big fat lie that is being told to everybody. Obviously, grandparents think it's their real grandkid, right?
Oh, yeah. Love him, spoil him. Yeah.
Hilarious.
He's like, oh yeah, totally. They totally do spoil him.
Yeah.
Huh? You don't think what you're doing's wrong?
No, everyone's happy. We're all living our best lives. Like, there's not really a reason to.
Is there a reason to tell, you know? Derek?
Yeah. I mean, with a kid involved, I'm a big proponent of
lying.
What they don't know doesn't hurt them.
Yeah,
but
that's what I mean.
Except when it comes to a child. That's a little much even for a scumbag like myself.
He loves his dad. You know, I wouldn't want to break his heart, more importantly.
Yeah, so she's looking out for the kid because the kid loves his not dad.
Yeah. No, I get it, but it's not fair.
Doesn't seem fair.
Because the kid's going to grow up and eventually that guy's not, I mean, I don't know. You better hope he never finds out.
You obviously don't buy any 23andMe things.
Yeah. I mean, like,
no ancestry.com
really
in this house.
Like, that's something you could do back in the day, but you're really risking it if you do that nowadays. Because all these 23andMe's that everybody gets, it's like, oh, man.
You worry about it later, right?
Yeah.
I mean, why worry about it now, Stephanie?
I'm also a big procrastinator.
Mm.
Thank you.
Yeah, hey,
I just gave up.
Let's go to Tina. What's up, Tina? What do you think?
Okay, the girl that was just on the phone is a complete douchebag.
Oh, Stephanie, she's calling you a douchebag. Do you feel like a douchebag, or do you feel like you're doing a good thing for your man and everybody involved?
Yeah, I think I'm doing what I need to make everyone, you know, my family and my child happy.
Hmm. No. You are living a big fat lie. That makes you happy.
She's saying everybody's got their secrets.
It's not hurting anyone.
If you think your husband doesn't know, or boyfriend or whatever he is, in the back of his mind, you better believe that it's there. If there was unfaithfulness in the relationship at one time.
Does your husband
know
about
it?
It's
always
going to
be in the back of his mind. And eventually it will come out. What if something health-wise comes up with this child and he needs to know his background on his biological father? Then what happens?
That's a big if. So I'm not going to live my life on a what-if possibility that's very slim.
Yeah.
Okay, so we don't live our life on a what-if. Yeah,
are the what-if people out there, right? I'm a what-if people.
Definitely.
We're going on to Mark now. He said he had a child that's 12 and 15, but he's been married for 13 years.
Yeah.
Okay, so he had an affair on his wife to have the 12-year-old, obviously. And then he's not going to be faithful enough or loyal enough to even tell her.
I mean, the dude was running from the cops for 15 years. Yeah, I mean, he lives a different life. Let's not be judgy. Thank you, Tina. Let's go to George. Yeah, what's up, George?
Man, none of this is right. I'm in shock on how many people think it's cool to hide a kid. Like, no, I have not been faithful to every one of my freaking exes, man. But, like, to hide a child and think it's okay? Like, I just don't know how people live with themselves.
Well, let's ask her. Stephanie, how do you live with yourself?
I mean, I look at my little boy every day, and I'm happy. He's happy, I'm happy. That's really what it comes down to. Everyone can judge from the outside, but when you have a kid, like, most of these people say I don't have kids. Like, when you have a kid, all that matters is that they're happy and safe.
Okay, so she's just worried about her kid. What do you think?
Once I find, if I'm a kid and I find out my mom, like my dad's not my dad, do you realize how much resentment I'm going to have towards my mom? And that kid is I hope he finds out. And I hope he finds out what a horrible person you are. And I hope that the dad finds out that he's not dad and divorces your ass because you freaking deserve it.
Okay. Well, George.
Lots of violence, but treat their kids like crap.
Just like if it was a man doing it to a woman. The same thing.
Does she have a point, though, George? She's like, lots of dads that are the biological dads treat their kids like crap. She's got a dad. He doesn't even know he's not dad, and he treats the kid like, you know, little prince.
He has a right to know. He has a right to know. And you're right. There's a lot of dads that shouldn't be dads. But you know what? Not dad needs has a right to know.
Okay. Well, thank you, George. Let's go to Brittany and Austin. Go ahead, Brittany.
Hey, I wanted to comment on this chick that thinks it's okay to hide her kid from her husband.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy.
That is absolutely ridiculous. What is she going to do if something happens to the kid? All these people that think they can hide kids, what they're lying to their child.
Well, yeah, but a lot of women, no offense, we've had a lot of guys, too, that hide kids, which is crazy. But, you know,
impressive.
But there's a lot of husbands that are raising a child that isn't theirs, and they are oblivious to it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it happens. Why do you think, like, 23andMe is, like, the most haunting gift you can give somebody?
It's like, oh, God.
Right?
Exactly.
It's the new Ouija board.
Yeah. You can't hide a human being. Something's going to happen. Something's going to come out. And the truth is going to come out. And then how's the kid going to feel?
Yeah. You're bringing back the spirits.
The Jumanji thing. No, Jumanji was Jumanji.
Well, thank you, Brittany. Jumanji.
Yeah, I got it. I didn't know if there was a whatever. I got confused for a second.
What's up, Chris?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right, just at work. So I just like to say this woman, you kind of suck. But I will also say my sister basically did the same thing, sort of. So she had three kids prior to her current husband. The husband knew about one of the boys and stepped up and said he'll help take care of the boy. The other two were being watched by our cousin. And she basically took the role of the mom. And however, later on in life, she ended up having her own kids and couldn't financially support all the kids. So she said, you guys got to take your kids back. At that point, they were kind of jumped around between family members. And the one boy actually spilled the beans to the dad on accident. When my sister had her first kid with her
So what you're saying is, so they would go visit this cousin and not disclose that they're that's actually mom. Holy moly.
Wow.
Now, one of the kids, right, just let it slip. That kid's funny.
Yeah, he is.
He's super funny.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.